Doki, we're going to take a quick little trip north of Montreal. Dan Long, I went up to see the remnants of Expo 67 and an exhibit on the Montreal Expos. I think later this fall we're going to have Warren Cromartie on a former Expo. They're trying to bring Major League Baseball back there.
Nice. But
anyway, just north of Montreal, there's a place. There's a little town called Three Rivers, Trois-Rivières, and there's a tiki bar / motel / hotel. So I love tiki bars, but really, this is really quite a complex. It's all same thing we were talking about with Tim Tutton. It's all like mom and pop, independently run. So here's a quick little trip up to the coconut. Okay, so why don't you introduce yourselves and say who you are and where we are.
Valerie Wadsworth, and I'm the owner Hotel Motel Coconut.
Hotel Motel Coconut.
Coconut,
yeah. And where are we at? What city are we in?
Three Rivers.
Three Rivers. How do you say that in French?
Trois-Rivières.
Trois-Rivières. I love saying that. Trois-Rivières. And you are the manager.
Yeah, David.
And your last name?
Jim.
How do you spell that?
D-U-H-A-I-M-E.
D-U-H-I-M-E. And you're the manager here at the, say the name of the hotel again?
Hotel Motel Coconut.
Hotel Motel Coconut.
Yeah.
So how, what part of it, before we get into the specifics, it's like a tiki motel, but what part of it is it a hotel and what part of it is the motel?
It's a hotel and the motel is the same place, just because we have a hallway from the inside, so that means it's a hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's inside?
Hallway.
Oh, the hallway.
Corridor.
Corridor. Okay. All right.
It's a loi. I don't know in English.
Rule.
Rules. It's a rules. When we have 80% the door outside, it's a motel. If you have 80% door inside, it's a hotel. We have both. 37.
So we are about, I just drove up from Montreal. How far are we from Montreal? It's about 90 miles.
An hour, 30 minutes.
An hour and 30 minutes. And
without traffic.
Without traffic. And you were telling me when I checked in, tell us a little history of the hotel. It was built when?
Yeah. It used to be the first hotel. It was a motel with 12 rooms. And it was called the Hotel TV.
Hotel TV.
Yeah. Yes, because there was the first motel who has a cable with TV inside the room.
And what year was that?
45 years ago.
Oh, more. It's, the person before me,
it's 1959.
Yeah.
Okay, that's when it opened.
You buy it here.
Okay, 1959.
Yes.
And when did you buy it?
12 years ago. Yeah.
And when I drove in, I mean, I was interested, and I said this when I checked in. What's this road right here in front of the hotel?
It's 138.
Route
road, one? This road to Montreal and Quebec.
Yeah.
We are in the middle.
Yeah.
It's the first road near the fleuve Saint-Laurent.
Yeah.
And it's the first road.
After they made the I-40, that's the highway now.
Yeah, same thing happens in the States. Like these little back roads are real interesting to drive.
It's very popular.
Yeah, right. Well, I saw motorcycle guys and stuff, bikers and stuff. They like stuff like that.
You have a beautiful view.
Yeah.
Everywhere where you are, you see the water.
And what water is that? Is that
the Fleuve Saint-Laurent. It's the big... It's not the ocean, but it's like the drive for the boat is coming from everywhere, you know.
Well, this is a port.
Yeah.
This is a port city.
Not one of the biggest, because Montreal and Quebec is bigger, but it's the kind of the middle of everything.
The reason I go to a lot of tiki bars across America, I've been to a couple outside of America. I went to one last night in Montreal called the Snowbird Tiki Bar. But what was so interesting here is you've got like a tiki bar and a tiki hotel. How did that all start? It's called the Coconut Hotel.
Yes, 1961.
Because it used to be a couple, the one who bought it, and they made their wedding in the Polynesian. And they love it so much, so they decide to build a bar. because they love Polynesian. So they came back with a
container
of everything. And
they brought all this stuff back.
Yeah.
And the hotel was existing, but after they built the bar with the decoration of a Polynesian.
And it changed the name.
All the turtle, everything, the fish is, used to be a true, and they bring it here.
And what was the name before? Was it the TV hotel? Or?
TV hotel.
But the bar, the first name is Coconut Bar. With the TV motel, it didn't have
a... It was separate.
So when did the Coconut Bar open?
1961.
1961?
Yeah.
It's been the Coconut Bar since 1961?
Yeah.
Wow. So...
We did the renovation, but everything is
the
same.
We keep the same style.
Yeah.
So you've got... how many people can sit in the coconut... Are we in the Coconut Bar?
Right about 180.
180
yeah.
people.
180, yeah. Well, now it's more with the terrace.
Oh, you got a terrace.
Having like...
80 person
on the terrace. Yeah.
And then that other room we were in, that's the volcano room.
Volcanoes, yeah.
And what's going on in
we
there?
We built it... used to be the dining room. They closed it to do the breakfast room, and after they made it a volcano, like 4 years ago.
So, man, you got a lot going on here.
Yeah, a lot.
You've got the Coconut Bar, the Volcano Bar, the Hotel Motel, and does that have a name?
The Coconut Terrace.
The Coconut Terrace.
Game with a VR game or something.
Yeah.
And you have a small casino and everything at the same place for to have fun.
Yeah. So who all comes here? Do you get people from Montreal? How many people from the States?
You.
Yeah?
It's good for you for the money to come to
summer
Canada.
Time, summer, it depends. You know, winter time is... In the week time, we have a lot of work in the city. And weekend, we have a lot of tourists. Like this time is for the Cirque du Soleil. Then we're having a show 3 months, like 2 months in the summer. So a lot of people come on the weekend about it. And winter, it's snowmobiles from U.S., from everywhere. And we had a lot of European in May and June. They make
October, November. For the colors. Because
everybody.
The colors.
The tree, it's very nice in October and November.
Before, it was more like people around, North America. But now with internet and everything and booking and, we have people from everywhere.
You were saying when I checked in, there's been some movies filmed here?
Yeah, they made 3 movies.
French movies or
French movie.
American
movies?
Yeah.
One small, small movie and 2 big films. Yeah.
They were French movies?
Yeah,
French-Canadian?
Yeah.
What were their names? I mean, just...
L'Appel du Vide, that was the...
These were porno films, were they?
No, there's no porno film. And that was a small movie because it's more like a documentary.
Oh.
It was like 30 minutes. And the 2 other one was, I cannot remember.
That's okay. And then you're also telling me 80 drinks in here?
Yeah, 80 different kind of drink. Yeah.
Cocktail, but we have a beer and wine too.
Every year we try to make a new one. And the last one we made it was at the employee party for Christmas. So they had the challenge to make the best new drink. So we had the new one. It's called Coco Sangria.
Sangria?
Yeah.
I'll make you one if you want to taste it.
Well, maybe I'm going to a baseball game. Maybe when I get back, I'll order one of them. Yeah, Mai Tais and
stuff. Yeah, everything.
Like
Zombie, Mai Tai, Rain Killer.
Volcano, Scorpion.
Volcano, Scorpion.
It's the original cocktail.
The one we have on the menus was there like 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's good. You can, if you drink too much, you can just get a hotel room.
Yeah.
You don't have to drive.
Yeah.
So, what made you want to buy it?
Because we work in the restoration, me and my husband, and we know. In Three Rivers, everybody know the Coconut Bar.
Yeah.
And when someone said, do you want to buy it? 2 years to find the money because it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's big, and we after 2 years we buy this place. My husband and me we say love it. I love you here the first time.
Oh, yeah.
They met here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story.
Like a lot of people.
Yeah.
29 years we are together.